Welcome to Orchard Conversations, a podcast brought to you by the Orchard community.
Your desire and excitement can cohabitate with your fears and insecurities on things. They're not necessarily incompatible. Yeah. We can be a courage, like we can be a coward behind the shield and still move forward. Right? And go, yet I still move forward. I'm tired of this culture that is just like, oh, don't be scared. Don't be nervous. Or even like, oh, relax. And it's like, quit correcting my emotional perspective. I'm scared. And yet I still want to do it. Both of those things can coexist. It doesn't mean I won't. It just means I'm going to carry my fear with me through the experience that I really want to risk for.
Hey, Orchard family, Anna Hammond here, and I am so delighted to introduce today's conversation. As you probably know, we are in the middle of a series called Here to Create, where we're having conversations with all kinds of people. Artists, yes, but also innovators, entrepreneurs, people who are using creativity in unexpected ways to become whoever God created them to be. Because we believe that everyone is creative, that creativity is a way to awaken our spiritual selves and discover what makes us tick, what makes us whole, what brings us joy. And so in this work of discovering creativity, we are going to continue a conversation that we started last week with our dear friend, Adam Mock. Now, if you missed that conversation last week, it's okay. We are going to, we had so much ground to cover with Adam that this is actually, this stands alone. It's its own conversation. But if you did miss last week, I would encourage you to go back and listen to that because, oh my goodness, there were so many good key moments. Like, I legit had a paper and was taking notes while Adam was talking. This week, however, we're going to dive into some different areas of our creativity and hear more about Adam's story. And we're going to touch specifically on creativity and also on mental health in this episode. So I just want to share a quick content warning for those of you who need it, that we are going to touch on mental health, including suicidal ideation. So just take care of yourself if that's something that you need to do. Now, as we continue from here, Adam is a artist. He is an entrepreneur. He's a thinker. He's a writer. He really does embody that Renaissance spirit that he talked about last week. He is a leadership coaching specialist. And again, as he shared, his kind of mission with that is to help people rescue their dreams. And he is also an avid mountain biker. And so that is where we're going to pick it up right now with Adam sharing about his journey toward mountain biking. Let's take it away.
Hello again, friends. Adam, Anna, we are so delighted to be back again, welcoming Adam Mock back into conversation. Because Adam just has so much to bring us in terms of what it means to be a living, breathing, evolving, creative human being. I think that you did just such a great job at that, and we appreciated your conversation earlier, and we'd love to welcome you back. So thank you for being here again with us.
I'm grateful to be back. It was an awesome conversation. I'm stoked to be able to continue it with you both.
Oh, yeah. So today, what I'd love specifically to talk about is you've had so many ups and downs in your life and just as an evolving person and as a creative person. And at a certain part of your journey, you found a sport called mountain biking. And that kind of comes out of the blue.
It involves a lot of ups and downs.
Oh, all these analogies. Look at us. And it has just been such a treat kind of following you along that journey a little bit and keeping up on your YouTube channel. And it's just grown into this, like, this force in your life and this community. So I'd like to actually go rewind time and start by talking and asking you about how you encountered mountain biking and what was that all about? Maybe you could tell a little bit about that start, that part of your story.
Yeah. So I really got into it when I moved to Southern California about 7-8 years ago now. Started hiking with Sarah, my wife, and love that. Like, there's still this sense of adventure. And when you're out in nature, you're kind of overcome. I mean, if you go deep enough into nature or down some of these trails, just like go for a hike and tune out the social media and the digital stuff without the AirPods in and such, you will become intoxicated with everything that is going on and this beauty and wonder around us that absolutely exists and wants to be discovered, you know, in 2023. Mm. But when I was hiking, we first started hiking, I remember thinking, I just want to keep going, but my legs won't take it anymore. And sometimes it gets too hot. So I bought a mountain bike and I thought the bike will take me further than even my legs can. Because a lot of times these are shared trails where you can hike and bike on them. And it just grew from there. I absolutely fell in love with it. And I realized that there were things that I could do on a bike that I did not think I can do. You know, last time we talked about this idea of knowing yourself, this self-discovery as part of this creative process. And biking started tapping into that for me. I would look at certain trails and go, there's no way I could do that. Hmm. And then when I looked at that thought in hindsight, it's like, why am I limiting myself? Why am I instantly saying there's no way I could do that? Why can't I do that? I want to do that thing. I want to ride down that trail or explore further, you know, and that requires a great deal of discipline and creativity to go, well, how do I even navigate that trail down or up? How many different ways can I do this? Because the way I might ride the trail down is different than how you or Anna might ride that same trail down on things. And I just absolutely became enamored with the sense of adventure, the breath, the ability to be outdoors, and this other avenue that could tap into my creativity on every single ride that I was on, just being out in nature on my bike and with some good people.
Mm. One thing that's interesting to me about that is, you know, you mentioned discipline and creativity and like problems, hard work, but there's also this like childlikeness that I'm seeing in there, that joy of that adventure of like, I want to do that thing. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the thing. Like I spend a lot of time with little children in my life right now. And that is so often the story of there's not the discipline and the problem solving to be like, how can I do this? But there is that just gung ho, like, I think I can do it and I want to do it and I'm going to do it. And I love that. I love that.
Yes. And you're reminding me, Anna, there's this saying that a statement closes the mind, but a question opens it. And you know, what I would say to myself is I can't do that, period. Done. And think about how sad that is, that there's so much finality to that. Oh, I can't do that. All right, next. But all I have to do is change that into that childlike wonder. Why can't I do that? And now I have to answer that question. Wait, why can't I? Mm-hmm. Maybe I can. And everything becomes possible at that point. So you're right. It tapped into this beautiful adolescent childlike wonder and quality about just a spirit of adventure, you know, and how I can express myself on a bike when I'm going down trails.
Yeah.
And that's one of those questions that as a parent, I'm like, well, because I said so, why can't I?
Yeah.
But it's such a good one to turn back to me, like, because who said so?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Are so tapped into that and so dialed into that. And I was thinking exactly the same thing, Anna, when you said that about Adam, your curiosity was driving you toward that. Your curiosity has done a lot of that. I'm looking behind you, for those of you watching the podcast, right behind Adam are a set of toys. Can you tell us like which maybe point one of those out or something? Just tell us like what's behind you.
This is an old, it's a recreation of Amigo Superman that I always wanted as a kid and I never had. And then one of my friends from mountain biking knew I wanted this toy and they got it for me for my birthday. And it sits up there and it's what Anna was talking about. It's this sense of like, I know I'm a 50-year-old man, but man, I don't ever want to lose this childlike spirit and wonder that says, why can't I? Like, I want to enjoy my toys. I love enjoying toys and collectibles. To my right, like the camera can't see it right now, I have a whole shelf of G.I. Joe action figures. I love it. It was this really diverse team, you know, it would go on these adventures and such, but I love toys. It allows me to have color and playfulness in my life. Now, you know, Sarah, my wife, she has this mantra, play, create, heal. And I love those three words, play, create, heal. And it's like, yeah, why can't we play as adults? Like, it's in our playtime that we actually can problem solve. And It's interesting. Like there's a saying, when your hands are busy, your mind is free to wander. So when we play, you know, we can wonder and we can imagine and we create. I just, it will always be a part of my life. So absolutely love toys.
I love that the path of play, create, heal. That's so beautiful. And just the habit of playing then puts you in a space then when you can create something new. And for you, one of the things that really kind of came out of that is just by your curiosity and flowing, you started meeting people on the trails and connecting with people. You started a YouTube channel. Can you tell us a little bit about the YouTube channel and like why that came about? Like what was the initiating energy behind that?
Well, so it came about, I was loving mountain biking and I was watching all these other YouTube channels of mountain bikers. And by the way, if you're not a mountain biker, don't tune out, because you could plug and play any of this. There's something that people are doing that if you just open your mind and your heart and your ears up to what they're doing, you're going to be able to translate that to something going on in your life. For me, the avenue I was having where I was discovering a side of myself that I didn't know was mountain biking. And as I started meeting people in the community and I was watching these other YouTube channels, I was learning and I was growing in my skill, my knowledge of the bike, the brands, all of it. And I wanted to share that growth with people. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to tackle features on trails that scared me and that I knew scared other people. And I wasn't alone in that feeling. And being a creative, being an artist, I needed a creative outlet to share that experience with. So Ben, what I love is you were with me. The first video I ever did, I called it Fear Versus Capability. And Ben and I were in a trail system in Aliso Viejo in Southern California. And there's a trail called Stair Steps, and it's gnarly. And in person, when you're standing there, regardless of the GoPro or what camera you have, it doesn't do justice how steep and gnarly this section on Stair Steps is. And there was a feature where you had to roll into a very steep chute, meaning you're on rocks and you're rolling over something that looks like you're rolling off of a 4-foot table. I think, Ben, we were standing by it, right? And
it's so scary.
Was very tall. And it was so scary. And but I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it. And Ben filmed, and I filmed with my GoPro, and I didn't crash, and I went over it. And the genuine stoke and joy and exhilaration I had, Ben comes running down after I clear this feature. And I just remember thinking, I want every moment of my life to feel like this. I want it to feel like a possibility. You know what I mean? Like that conquering the mountain, like what? This, I'm in my, at then I was in my mid 40s. Like I just, life has to feel like this. Life isn't small. It's not suffocating. It's big. Mm. There's breath to it. All we have to do is muster up enough courage to do the things, you know, to do the things. And essentially, my brain is getting unlocked. I want to say this because there's studies on it. It's kind of crazy. When it comes to risk, and as creatives, we risk. Mm-hmm. There's an interesting study that says we will actually risk more in order to avoid loss. This is how they get us in marketing, like for a limited time only. And we're spending money we don't have, right? Yeah. We're actually willing to risk more to avoid loss than we are willing to risk to have gain. Mm-hmm. And that first video I filmed with you, Ben, I risked for gain is what I did. Mm-hmm. And it felt so good to believe in myself and how I was developing as a rider, to have this moment now on camera that is so exhilarating and I was so happy about, and I've grown even since then. But it's interesting. Listen, creatives, risk for your gain. Mm-hmm. Quit allocating your risk currency to avoid loss with this scarcity mentality. Risk greatly, boldly, courageously, vulnerably. For everything that you want. And there's just no feeling in the world like it.
And it makes me think too, that like so often we think, oh, I'm not doing the thing and I'm protecting myself from risk. But that is a risk. You're risking that you'll never get to experience the joy of doing the thing. Like I'm thinking about, we went to a water park a couple months ago with my kid, my 7-year-old. She's just now tall enough to do the water slide. And she really wanted to do it, but she was also really nervous. And she like for probably an hour was like kind of going back and forth. Like, I think I want to do it. No, I think I might be too scared. No, I think I want to do it. And when she finally did it, it was like something inside of her just unlocked. It was so cool to witness. And I mean, then, you know, she was unstoppable. She was, that's all she wanted to do the rest of the time.
We were
there. Just again and again and again. But it's like, she had to take the risk for the gain.
Yes.
Because doing the safe thing was taking a risk of not having the gain, of not having that beautiful experience. And I it just breaks my heart how many times we're like, oh no, I can't. Oh no, I shouldn't. Oh no, it's dangerous. Oh no, it's, you know.
Yeah.
And really, and the thing that we're risking is just such loss. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's, and you said something so key there, Anna. Not only did she get to experience that, but she got a valuable lesson in the fact that your desire and excitement can cohabitate with your fears and insecurities on things. They're not necessarily incompatible. Yeah. We can be a courage, like we can be a coward behind the shield and still move forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And go, yet I still move forward. I'm tired of this culture that is just like, oh, don't be scared. Don't be nervous. Or even like, oh, relax. And it's like, quit correcting my emotional perspective. I'm scared. And yet I still want to do it. Both of those things can coexist. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean I won't. It just means I'm going to carry my fear with me through the experience that I really want to risk for. And I love that. Like, I just think it's such a valuable, like, life nugget for all of us.
It's really what
Elizabeth
Gilbert talks about, putting fear in the passenger seat instead of the driver's seat. You could bring fear along with you and listen and go acknowledge it. Go, oh yeah, yeah. You're acknowledging some things, and that's valid. It's valid. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's not kicking fear out of the car. It's just going, you're not going to drive my car. You're allowing.
Right.
And the more we're practicing that. The better, you know,
it's
the more
an informer,
we tune in.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I like to say thank you to my fear. Yeah. Thank you, fear. Thank you for letting me know that might not be safe. Thank you for making me aware of that. We're still gonna do it.
Totally. So, and think about that as creatives. How many things did we not do as creatives, taking the stage, writing the song, the book, the piece of art, whatever that creativity, you know, forms like? How many times did you not do it simply because you were scared of what other people would think of you? Fear is healthy in that it can inform you of pitfalls. Hey, Adam, if you're going to do that feature, there's a risk there. You could break an arm. I mean, you could get hurt. That's right information from my fear voice.
That's right.
But yet my desire says, in spite of that, I will risk, because the reward is worth it to me. And as creatives, listen, just get a new, healthier relationship with your idea of fear, your idea of failure, because your success is tied to those emotions. Those emotions are going to be with you on that journey. So don't try and dismiss them or mute them. Accept them. Or Anna, I like how Anna said, thanks, fear. Say thank you.
Thanks, fear.
You're doing your job. Appreciate that.
Yeah. High five, fear.
You
know?
But you don't get to drive. Yeah, you don't get to drive.
Yeah. Adam, I love this, because in framing it with your whole story, you're overcoming adversity, you're trying something new, you're following your curiosity. You start doing this YouTube channel then, which is pairing then something kind of unique, because you're not, we talked about this in our last conversation, this sort of unique concoction of things that we each of us bring. It transcends genre. You knew you weren't just one of the other mountain biker on YouTube. Like, those guys, and I've watched their channels and I've met some of them through you, and those guys are, it's bananas, some of the stuff they're doing. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. You're insane. So you now do insane things too. To me, you do insane things. But beyond that, I go, it's not just that. It's not just a YouTube channel. It's actually, you're bringing a unique spin on it, because you're bringing your wisdom and insight and experience as a leadership coaching specialist, and as just a spiritual guide, really, and into these conversations. And so you started doing this on your YouTube channel. This is, 3 years ago? Is this 4 years ago now or something?
I think it's about 3 years. Yeah, yeah.
And since then, how many videos have you published?
Oh.
Do you have any idea? I lost count.
Well over 100.
I mean,
yeah.
Just a ton of them. And they're so well done. And they're each containers of this, like, these kinds of truths. And you just kind of following your intuition, you started making these connections, building relationships then with people out on the trails, which is really beautiful to watch. And then mm-hmm. now that's embodied in something that just happened very recently and for the second time called Ride and Shine. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Ride and Shine and how that came to be and what that was like for you this year too?
I'm still grateful to just have an opportunity to talk about it because I want to brag on behalf of the entire mountain biking community. And Ben, you got to help with this last year. You were so integral to kicking it off when we started it.
It was a joy.
Right. Yeah. Ride and Shine started because for those who aren't familiar with me or might not know my story, April 10th of 1996, I wrote a suicide note and I got out two razor blades and I made a decision that I was going to end my life that night. I'm grateful that that didn't happen. A friend of mine asked me to give her one more day, which I agreed to, thinking nothing would change the next day. What would happen is I would wake up on April 11th completely different. And if you want that full story, you can go to my YouTube channel. It's posted on my YouTube channel.
We'll link to that.
Yeah, and I talk about it on my website. Okay.
Yeah.
But mental health ever since then has been a big deal for me. And I started realizing how many people, when they realized I was in the development coaching realm, would reach out to me. I would get, you know, DMs or text messages, or people just pull me aside on the trail, just say, "Hey, Adam, I've been meaning to talk to you." And it's kind of, it felt like prohibition. It was like these hush-hush speakeasy moments with people because of this stigma attached to mental health. You know, it's so hard even in 2023 to say, I have anxiety, like I suffer from anxiety, or I'm clinically depressed, or maybe you have PTSD, or maybe you have suicidal ideation. Maybe you've made attempts. And there's so much shame attached with this. And there's so many others, right? You can have a bipolar diagnosis, all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But the shame comes from the stigma attached to sharing that information. The second that's out of your mouth and you've shared it, the world wants to have an opinion about you. I don't know why the world thinks it has to have an opinion about everything that everybody does. Like, one of the best things you can do is to not have an opinion on something. Mm-hmm. But we're worried about this opinion. Like, someone's going to go, "Oh, you have anxiety." And in their head, we're thinking that they feel we're broken. Mm-hmm. "You have depression. Oh, you're not as good as everybody else. You don't have your shit together." Or, you know, "Oh, you're suicidal. I don't know what to do with that. That's too much for me to handle. I maybe I'll just kind of ghost you for a while." Mm-hmm. And then we start to feel like, because we have some of these challenges with our mental fitness, our mental wellness, that we convince ourselves into thinking we still can't do great things, or that we can't function at an optimal level. And so I wanted to end the stigma around our mental health. I want people to talk openly about seeing their therapist, their counselor, their coach, the same way they go, "Hey, I'm going to go grab a bite to eat. I got to go to the gym. I'm going to go see my therapist and I'm going to watch a movie." And hopefully you have a system and a network around you that goes, "Oh, I'm so happy for you." Mm-hmm. You know? So Ride and Shine was the ability then to take this mountain biking community that I've become so fond of and grew so connected with, and have the ultimate group ride at a bike park called Sky Park in Lake Arrowhead, if you're familiar with Southern California. It was a Santa's Village and still is. It's called Sky Park at Santa's Village. But there's all these beautiful trails to ride and this quaint Santa's Village to gather around. And so the ultimate group ride is to be able to ride with your family, friends, and your favorite content creators and your favorite mountain biking crews that you watch and see have group rides out at Sky Park. Just share the ultimate stoke. And then we take time out of the afternoon where we have a stage and we illuminate stories of hope from within the mountain biking community around our mental health. And they are stories of hope. But I tell people that there are hard stories because these stories do involve PTSD. People share openly and honestly about things that they've seen. There's veterans who talk about losing friends. There are people who talk about suicidal attempts that they've had, or people who have been diagnosed as bipolar, and they're very vulnerable and they're courageous on stage. But sometimes in order to get to this shine, this beautiful, brilliant light of hope, we have to walk through a certain amount of darkness and acknowledge that we have some work to do. We have to walk through some things. And that journey is always better when we can do that with community, with people that we love closest to us. And the hope is, in ending the stigma around our mental health, maybe we would just save one life every year, because that would be worth every effort towards it. And so that's what we put on. And Ben, you helped me kick it off last year. And it was beautiful. And the stories that were told, and then the DMs I got and the texts I got afterward, and the people I met on the trails months after the first Ride and Shine, who said, Adam, you're never going to guess this. I got diagnosed with PTSD, and they're smiling. And I go, oh, okay. How does that feel? And they're like, I'm so happy to know what I have.
Yeah.
Because now I know what to do with it, you know? Yeah. And they're talking openly. And then we just did it 2 weekends ago, July 15th, 2023, videos for both around my site. Ben, I know you couldn't be there. Your heart was with it. You offered help however you could. And we did it again. The community came together, and we found out that the community, they want it every year. And they say, not just do we want it, we need it for our community. And so I'm just so happy that this full story, you never know where your life is going to go, but I would have never thought in my early 20s on April 10th that when I'm 50, I would be heading up an event with some of my closest friends in a community that I love, helping other people become more open and honest with their mental health so they can take the steps that they need and deserve towards being mentally well.
Mm. That's so cool. What an amazing gift to give to that community, to create for that community. Like,
oh, thanks. Oh. Yeah. This is wonderful. It was wonderful. And I'm looking forward to it every year now.
Go ahead, Ben.
Oh, I was saying, and now you know you have to, because you kind of were like, well, I'm not sure we could do it again this year. And people start hitting you up and going, hey, this is happening, right? It's you're obviously filling a deep, beautiful need there.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I was going to say, one of the things that is sticking out to me right now is it with creativity, with risk, and with mental health, and just how beautiful and powerful it is to let ourselves be seen wholly and completely. Like, to take that risk to express something inside of you, to take that risk, like we talked about, uncovering your dream, like to take those risks, to take the risk to share with someone, like share your story and let yourself be seen. And just the magic that can come out of that, of like, when you get those moments of like, oh, I'm not alone. Like, people are here with me. People can understand. People can, maybe they don't understand, but they are listening with empathy, and they've got my back. And, you know, like, that's
so I love beautiful. That. There's so much power not being alone. You know, this year at Ride and Shine, there's a very powerful story. I love Sky Park as a great community partner, and I love that they were willing to host the event at their venue. Sky Park shared their own story where one of their team members, who is family to all of them there, in 2021 ended their life, Brenton Crow. And his family and friends got up on stage and shared the impact that his life had. Brenton might not have understood in the moment the impact his life was having. There's a lot he wanted to do still. He wanted to invite people into mountain biking. And more than anything, he wanted to have the next generation come up in it. We call them the Groms. There's this term, the Groms, you know, come up and have like a youth mountain biking lessons, which now there is in Brenton's honor at Sky Park. And there's a memorial plaque for Brenton that sits at an area of Sky Park called Top of the World. It's where we all ride up and gather before we drop down for the downhill trails, whatever trails we choose. There's a gathering spot at the top. And there's a plaque for Brenton up there in memory of Brenton Crow. And there's a beautiful quote from Mary Davis on it that says, to walk in nature is to witness 1,000 miracles. Mm-hmm. And I know we started talking about this idea of creativity in even our last conversation, it's carried through here. But pause for a minute and think about what that is saying and this beautiful hope in that. To walk in nature is to witness 1,000 miracles. What that tells us is life is still unfolding. If you just stop and look, it's unfolding. And it's not just unfolding in nature. Mary's using that for poignancy. It's unfolding in us, isn't it? It's blossoming out of us with our creativity. It tells us that there is still things we have yet to experience. Some of our greatest accomplishments are ahead of us and not behind us. Some of our greatest creations are ahead of us, not behind us. Our innovations, our ideations, our relationships, there's so much still ahead of us, because to walk in nature is to witness 1,000 miracles. Mary's trying to say you're going to lose count over how many things are going to unfold in that present moment. And please be reminded that life will continue to unfold in nature through you, through what you're creating, what is being made manifest. And I just think it's a really wonderful thing to kind of etch on our hearts in terms of giving us hope and fuel to keep moving forward.
Mm. Yeah. Adam, thank you so much, man. I can't, like, my heart as you're saying those words is like soaking them up. And it feels like such an encouragement to be reminded of that, to be reminded that the greatest days are actually ahead and that all of this is still in process. And it's an echo of all things too. I mean, this is just the way, this is how it works. I'm so grateful for that reminder. I'm grateful for you taking the time to be with us again. Would you, before we kind of wrap up, would you mind just sharing like where can people connect with you? Because you are creating things and putting them out there. How could folks find you?
A few ways. If you want to just learn a little bit more about me, you can just go to adammock.com, ADAMMOCK.com. You can learn about what I'm doing in the coaching realm there, a little bit about my background, and even what I have to offer. If you want to keep up with me on the regular, which I would absolutely love, Instagram, I am at adammock.lcs, adammock.lcs for leadership coaching specialist. And I kind of stick to three buckets. I say it's about leadership, art, and mountain biking. So you'll see some art that I'm creating or some fun things. More than anything, I try and drop some really valuable tools for life and leadership that are really practical, you know, 90 seconds and under, some are up to 3 minutes that can help you move forward. And a lot of those same things, if you just operate on the socials and more in the professional realm, you can find me on LinkedIn. Just look up Adam Mock and you'll find me on there.
There we go. And a plug for your YouTube to continue to follow Adam and his work there, and just the intersection between these worlds. You're just so good at putting that together and allowing us to enter into the world of Adam Mock, which is really beautiful. And,
I appreciate that.
Scary.
The beginning of our first conversation, we talked about the Renaissance spirit. I just want to thank you both for giving me a space to kind of share that spirit. You can collect toys, you can ride your bike, you can do art, you can be a professional. There's so many things that you are made up of. You're not a one-trick pony. And in two conversations, you both have allowed me to just kind of display the beauty of this Renaissance spirit. And I want to encourage all of you to tap more into that. Don't put yourself in a box. You know, nobody puts baby in a corner. So make sure you explore and tap great into reference. So many great things that you have to offer.
So good.
So good, man. So good. I look forward to seeing you real soon in person.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Can't wait.
I'm jelly.
All right. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Adam, again, thank you so much for taking the time and energy to share your story and your hard-earned wisdom with us, with all of us. We want to keep this conversation going. There was so much goodness in here, both of these conversations in these last 2 weeks. I know I'm going to go back and listen again. But friends, I want to keep this conversation going. As you know, we always do. And so I have a couple of prompts, things to consider as we go from here. I would love for you to consider these with another person, maybe with a table gathering or just with your people, whoever's in your house or a good friend. And then of course, always with your journal, such a wonderful way to process just with writing. Or if you want, take one of these questions or two of them and go on a walk. And take the question with you on a walk. Adam mentioned just getting out into nature and disconnecting and how powerful that is. And I think that's very true. So that's something I would definitely consider this week. The first question I want to put in front of you is inspired by Adam's toys. And that is, how do you like to play? How do you tap into that creative, free, childlike spirit of, why can't I? What is it for you that creates a sense of playfulness? And the second thing is, Adam mentioned that we could risk for gain rather than risk to avoid loss. And I shared a story of my daughter risking for gain and finding so much delight in that story. Do you have a story like that? Is there a time that you can put in front of you that you can carry with you when you risked and you gained? And how can you take that story with you and share that story when fear comes trying to creep back into the driver's seat? The third question I want to put in front of you is, Adam shared this quote, "To walk in nature is to witness 1,000 miracles." And I wonder, what does that quote say to you? And also, what does that quote say about you? Friends, it is so good to be with you. I hope that as you go from here, you are able to tap into your own Renaissance spirit and bring your full creative self into the world.
Friends, listen, we are so glad that you joined us today for our digital liturgy. Before we go, there are a couple things I want to make sure you have on your radar. First of all, I want to remind you that coming up Sunday, August 13th, is our second Sunday gathering at Society 57 in downtown Aurora. Again, Sunday, August 13th, 11 o'clock a.m. at Society 57. If you're in the Aurora area, we would love for you to join us. Bring a friend, and let's have a beautiful gathering together on that day. And then lastly, I want to take a moment, and I want to remind you that, you know, at the Orchard community, our vision has always been about helping people become who they've been created to be. This is a journey that we are so privileged to undertake, and one that we're committed to walking together. And so with that in mind, if you've been impacted by God's work in and through this community, we want to invite you to become a part of supporting this vision. You know, your contribution is a way to give back. It's a way to help enable us to continue to and to expand the transformative work that has touched your life and, of course, the lives of so many others. Your financial support, it directly contributes to our weekly digital liturgies, our table gatherings, our in-person gatherings, and, of course, the production, the work that goes into our Orchard Conversations podcast. In other words, it's because of you that we can create opportunities for deeper community connections, spiritual exploration, and of course, transformative and personal growth. Now, remember, there are a couple ways that you can give. Very simple. You can give on our website, theorchardcommunity.com/give. You can give through the Orchard app. And for those of you who want to mail a check, you can do that as well. Just make it payable to the Orchard, and you can send that to the P.O. box that is on the screens right now. But know this, friends, every gift matters regardless of its size. And lastly, I also want to express our profound gratitude to those who currently support the Orchard. You should know, and I hope you know this, but I want to remind you, your generosity fuels our mission, and we couldn't do this work without you. And so understand, you are not just donors. You are valued members of our community. You are partners with us in this spiritual journey. And so thank you so much for your support and your partnership. It's making a difference. Now listen, before you go, I want to leave you with this benediction. And so I love this part of our gathering. Open your hearts. Listen, friends, brothers and sisters, may your hearts and minds awaken. Awaken to the galaxies of beauty and creativity within and around you. May you know that the same divine force that colors the cosmos is alive within you, pulsating with life and creativity. And so, with the guidance of Christ, may you thrive, adding your unique melody to the chorus of creation, bearing witness to the goodness and ceaseless creativity of God, reflecting it in all you do. And so now, as you go forth, may you live, love, create, and inspire others with your own creative spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, you are so loved, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.